Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We've been warned that the SABC is on the brink of a collapse, citing worsening finances, crumbling infrastructure. It's very, very significant. Few people understand the broadcaster's role in our democracy better than veteran journalist and broadcaster Tim Modise. Tim, a very, very good morning. Thank you for joining us. I'm hoping that you are well.
Yeah, I'm very well, Howard. Thank you very much for inviting me to be on your show.
So let's just talk about this warning. How serious a crisis is happening at the SABC now? And what does this mean for the public broadcaster?
Well, I think it's a serious crisis, and it means that broadly the media in South Africa, particularly the audiences, in the event the SABC were to collapse, the different language stations and so on will not be able to carry out their mandate and to serve the publics that they serve. And therefore, that will definitely be negative in terms of media consumption of communities, and especially rural communities, as well as the strengthening of the different cultural groups in the country.
So what do you see as the main reasons behind this financial situation? Is it purely mismanagement? Is it mismanagement? Is it structural? Is it part of a changing media environment?
I think the first thing has got to do with the legislative part of things first, because there's no clarity of how the SABC should be funded in the first instance, as well as how it is set up, you know, operationally in terms of governance, etc., and how licenses can be collected from members of the public. So there's a legislation that should have been passed, I think, over the past 2 years or so, and that has not happened. And in the process, the SABC is in limbo, one, because they are not able to collect the licenses. Secondly, they do not receive adequate funding from the state that should pay for specific programming like educational programs, religious, etc., which are not commercially viable. And of course, the fragmentation in the media industry in itself is a challenge for the SABC. But because it exists for the public good over and above the commercial elements of running such a setup, you know, that part of the public good, I think, is not served, is not looked after properly.
You know, I always have this conversation with listeners. We talk about things like SAA. Does South Africa need a national airline? Does South Africa need a post office, given the change in the environment and obviously mismanagement and all of these other things? And very often it's not a clear answer. Yeah, it would be, post office plays a certain role. A national carrier plays a certain role. Doesn't mean necessarily it's a must have, but when it comes to SABC, when it comes to a national broadcaster, my sense is that it plays a significant role, but I'm not particularly knowledgeable about it. Would you, assuming you agree, and it sounds like you do, what is the importance of having a national broadcaster?
I think the importance of having a national broadcaster is as important as democracy itself, that you need an informed public. You know, the people must receive the news, information, and so on, irrespective of their stature or standing in society and their economic means. That's one. Number two, the SABC plays a role in strengthening the different cultures in the country, different African languages, for instance. We get to learn and know about them thanks to the SABC. Because in the commercial space of broadcasting, for instance, we don't have radio stations broadcasting in Isixhosa or Setswana or Shivenda, etc. But the SABC is able to fulfill that. And on top of that, as I said earlier on, that it can provide religious content. And more importantly, from my point of view, public education as well on a variety of things, whether it be health, it be personal finances, and many other things that people need to be empowered with. and of course entertainment itself, you know, that
which is we shouldn't underestimate. You know, it's not everything needs to be about education and information. Sometimes, you know, access to just to pure entertainment, maybe in somebody's own language, maybe you know, is absolutely vital as well.
I agree, Howard. I mean, let's imagine this for a moment. If these radio stations did not exist, the promotion of South African music, for instance,
exactly,
and different genres of...
Oh, Tim, are you there? Can you hear us? Tim, I think you by mistake hit the mute button. Can you just check that?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Now we can hear you, yes.
Oh, sorry.
No problem.
I was saying that, you know, the promotion of arts and culture, music in particular, is one area. So the knock-on effect of...
Tim, are you there? I think you're...
I'm here. Can you...
Oh, yeah, no, we can hear you now. Yeah, perfect.
Oh, sorry about this.
No problem.
I was saying that the SABC plays a key role in promoting arts and culture, particularly music. And the knock-on effect on the promotion of the arts generally cannot be underestimated.
What about the credibility of the SABC? There's been a lot of, over the last number of years, the credibility of the institution itself has been severely eroded. How much of a role does that play in how in the funding of the SABC, in how it's it is financed?
Well, I think it's the way the SABC is set up and how it is governed, right? There are questions around governance, and that in itself leads to other problems within its operation. So the credibility stems predominantly from there, because an impression was created that there's a lot of political interference in how the SABC conducts its affairs, because it's supposed to be independent, it's supposed to be neutral, it's supposed to be fair, especially when it comes to the provision, the gathering and provision of news. So, it's once, hopefully, that can be sorted out, and then the right people are appointed to serve as journalists and editors and managers within that environment, that can improve the perception, the image that the SABC has in the broader public. But the thing is, people still consume content that comes from the SABC anyway. So the audiences are there. It's just to provide them with the appropriate content, and as well as to deal with those negative perceptions that have emerged over time. There's another point I want to make quickly.
Sure.
And that's got to do with the operations at Sentech, because and Sentech serves you and
yes,
the other
correct.
Stations, for instance.
Correct.
Now, it appears Sentech is under strain at the moment financially, because the SABC has not been paying what their dues for the transmitters that they use, and it's a huge amount of money, and therefore Sentech is feeling the financial strain, and as a result, if the SABC collapsed, let's say, and that happened without Sentech being paid, it means Sentech will not be able to provide the services that it provides to other broadcasters across the nation.
Yeah, that is a very significant concern. To before I let you go, if you were advising government, what concrete steps would you recommend to rescue and rebuild the SABC?
Well, several things. One is to correct the whole story of governance, as how people get appointed to the board, for instance, that maybe the public to a large extent should have a say as to who they want to have sitting on the board. How the mechanism would work, I cannot say at this moment. But the key thing is that of the funding that should come from the state to the SABC to pay for specific mandates that are there in law and in our constitution, that at the moment are not being adequately funded. Number three is the collection services of the licenses. You know, that model, it seems to me, is not working. and has been problematic for quite a while. But on the other hand, you have DSTV that's able to collect from its audiences. How do they do that? I would say that you use the same mechanism mm-hmm. of the DSTV. You put, for argument's sake, 20 rands every month on top of what DSTV charges, and that 20 rands would go to the SABC. In other words, you get DSTV to become the collection agency of the SABC, and that way there will be some guaranteed income that or revenues that are generated for the SABC. So I would start there, really.
Yeah.
And
very, very, very interesting. It's absolutely fascinating. Tim, thank you for that. Just one point worth noting is that Chai FM actually has moved away from a reliance on Sentech for many of the reasons that you have mentioned. We took that decision some time ago because of these concerns, and it doesn't make it simple, but it was absolutely required. Tim Modise, that was such an interesting conversation, and I really appreciate you taking the time to speak to us and to share your thoughts with us. That was Tim Modise. Give me your thoughts. 061-895-1019.